Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And luckily, I was able to find and gather up some real-life OGs in Jason Hewlett and Kay Scott, and they're here with me right now. Fellas, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, what's up?
What's up? Well, we got a question. In fact, I'm going to read this question because, man, teenagers ask, like, questions that I wish they were here so they could give me the full background story on it.
Right.
And even though they're not, even though they're not here, I know the background. I can just smell it. I can sense it. I just get an idea. Having talked to, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 teenagers throughout the years, I think I can pretty much get a good read on this one. So let's see if we can get inside the head of this teenager right here. The question says, how do I keep myself positive when everyone around me is always so negative? Now, I hear this one a lot from teenagers. It's usually like a venting, they're complaining. Sometimes they're the negative ones, to be totally honest with you. I'm like, man, I don't know if that you're the most positive, you know, plum in the bag of plums. I don't know what fruit you like to eat during the summertime, but I had some plums last night. So
right.
I know the squishy ones, they're all brown inside. Like, you don't want to eat those, right? So I was one of those plums sometimes. And I know that as a teenager, if you're that person who's not really being inviting, maybe you're the negative one. Maybe you think everybody's being negative around you, but to give the benefit of the doubt to this young person, I have had a lot of young people come to me and it's like, man, you know, this person's negative, you know, this parent's negative, the sibling's negative, and they go on and they talk about it and how it's really draining them and really getting them down. So Kay and Jason, I was wondering from you guys, what type of suggestion ideas could you give to this teenager that's just trying to stay positive when they're surrounded by, for whatever reason, a lot of people who maybe aren't seeing life as the glasses half full, but they're seeing more like the glasses half empty.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that one? Jason take that one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean,
Jason, you've been around negative people before, right?
You know, around a lot of negative people. And I sometimes can become that guy too. But I'll tell you, when it comes to the how do I keep myself positive, I'd say things like, what kind of music are you listening to? What are you doing for your body for exercise? What are you doing for your mind? What are you reading? I would say to keep myself positive, I write in my journal a lot. That just gives me a great place to be able to write what happened that day, even if it's all negative. And what's interesting is to try to figure out how to get from the negative to the positive within a journal, because then you start writing about, oh, this was frustrating, this was hard, but then this is what I gained from it. This was the lesson I learned from it. So every positive can come out of a negative, I believe. I'd also say, you know, start to look around with your friends and say, am I waiting for them to serve me or am I serving them? Am I giving them something back or am I just trying to take? Am I waiting for the invite or am I creating an event, an opportunity to do something? Maybe also a lot of negativity comes from waiting for some, you know, something to happen in our lives when we could actually go out and serve somebody else. So I'm constantly trying to think of, okay, if I'm feeling negative about, say, my in-laws, I don't know if they're so happy today because they're not feeling good. Okay, well, then what kind of service could I give them that could make them feel better? Maybe that's a phone call or a text. I'm a dad with kids, and when I see that they're starting to get into a slump, I just say, what's bugging you? And they say, well, my friends aren't including me and things are, you know, not so great. I have this one friend that's always complaining about everything. Then I just say to them, well, if you're not going to be included outside of creating something like we just talked about, I'll say, what are you doing that's purposeful? And so then they start to create their own positivity around what they want to create. One of my sons is a movie maker. And so then I say, what do you need? And then he says, I need this camera. I say, okay, well, let's figure out how we can make that happen. He goes and earns some money. He goes and makes it happen. My My daughter might say, I don't have enough money. I'll say, okay, well, what kind of job would you like? And then we go out and apply for it. What are you purposefully doing to make your life more positive? Those are just a few of my off the top thoughts. If I had more time, I'd have more, but what do you think, Hey Scott?
He said, if I have more time, I'll have more.
Well, I like that all those were being assertive and taking action.
Yeah.
Yes.
None of those were like, woe is me. Why is this happening? It was like, hey, listen, if I'm tired of being around negative energy, I need to combat that with creating some positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
Without like it, doubt. Jason. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, me too. And it, just to kind of go on top of what you were saying, Kaz, you was basically finding a solution instead of being an added problem, right? And that's what I get from it. You know, for me, growing up in, you know, in a negative environment where it's negative people, you know, I've always tried to find that glimmer of light that may creak through the little crevice of the door, right? To try to focus on that. And what I was always told was, whatever you put your focus to is what you're going to get out of it. And so if you're focusing on or listening to what the other negative people are saying, obviously it's going to drain you. But if, like what Jason said, if you keep that purpose driven, right, on that positivity, of course it's going to, over time, it's going to keep outweighing the negative, and that negative will eventually, you know, turn into some type of positive. It's like there's this little picture where the two C's, like it was, I forgot what C is. It's two C's. Both of them are different in color. And it was basically saying something about the salt, how, you know, literally it's just a straight line. And so you can be in the same sea, but you don't have to be of the same, and I'm using quotes, but same color as the sea in which you are in. So you can be the positive side, they can be the negative. You don't have to intermix with what that sea is, right? So you just create your own parallel, create your own narrative of what you want your environment to be. It's sort of like the thermostat or thermometer, whatever it is, right? You set the temperature of what the room is going to be instead of the temperature setting it for you. So that's what I got from it. Remain purpose driven in regards to like what room you want to be in, so it won't overtake you to be as what that negative light is like.
Nice.
Well, similar like what Jason said, you're talking about creating something. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big challenge, is that when we're down, we're around a lot of negativity. We're so busy like trying to protect ourselves from getting affected by this negativity. Sometimes it doesn't come natural to think that, well, I'm gonna have to go create a positive environment. Mm. I may have to be an example to people who should have been better examples to me. I may have to go collect a group of friends and create our own tribe. The kids and the individuals that really tend to succeed in life are the ones who aren't scared to send it. They're the ones who are like, hey, listen, I've got a lot of negativity in my friend group. I've got a lot of negativity at home. But hey, I'm interested in, I don't know, it could be a type of game. It could be something that like other people have interested in too. Well, I'm going to reach out to some friends, see if we can get together and try to do this. Maybe invite 12 people and only maybe two of you show up, right? But creating that moment, everyone I've ever met cherishes, well, people who aren't, you know, really narcissistic and sociopaths, of course, excluded. But the majority of people, if they find a couple close niche individuals that just make them smile, every time you're around that person, like, what's up? They're positive. You hang out with those people. Maybe they have similar interests. Maybe they're always complimentary towards you. Those people are like gold. You treasure those people. They have so much value because you're like, I need to be around this person, or me need to be around people like that. But if you're one of those people that has some of those people identified in your life, then you have to go after and try to make a hangout, some sort of activity, something where you guys can do something together. And just having those couple people will help you balance and fight the good fight against the negativity you got going on in your life. I call it unload, reload. Mm. So all the negativity that you're getting, you have to unload it in some sort of physical fashion. So it's physical activity, like exercise, especially for young men and young women when they're, you know, young in their life, they got lots of energy. You need some sort of way to unload that physical energy, because all that negativity gets pent up. And how we get rid of that negativity, one way at least, is to aggressively purge it like a poison, get it out of your body. And fortunately, activities, specifically difficult, challenging activities, or something that makes you really focus on, like if you're a runner, like you're running, like it's so physically draining and so exhausting, you don't really have time to build more of that negative energy. So you're getting rid of it. That's the unload. That unload could be hanging out with a couple of friends playing Pokemon cards. You're like, hey, I'm 17 years old. I still like Pokemon. I don't care. My friends like it too. So you guys play it together. The laughs, the cheers, the joking around, that you guys don't have to be ashamed that you play Pokemon, but the people you play Pokemon with, they're not like being mean to you. They're not making fun of you all the time. So those are different activities to unload. Then the reload, then you get to choose what you want to do. You get to choose if you want to feel positive. Then you get to choose if certain environments for you aren't really working out, so you're going to have to spend less time in that environment. You get to choose if you want to stay on a sports team, get off a sports team. You get to choose if you want to engage with certain people, or if you're just going to let their stupid comments, just let it go. Because if you try to unload all this pent up anger and frustration from this negative energy and try to assign it towards people that piss you off, towards other things that aren't fair, what you're doing is you're just compounding the negative energy. You're not getting rid of it. So unload, reload, get rid of it in some sort of physical way, a social way, which also can be physical. And then once you get rid of that, then you take a deep breath and then you can start planning and reloading more positive energy. And I don't know if Jason, I think it was Jason, you said it, going out of your way to let other people know that you like them, that you're thinking about them, that adding something to their life, giving them a compliment, appreciation, maybe a teacher, you know, my students do this to me, I love it, writing me like a little note, like, hey, Mr. Kaz, I just want to let you know, thank you. You know, this class has really helped me out, or what you said the other day really helped me out. They have no idea what I'm going to say back to that. But then when I see them, now I really see them. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, oh, that's not just a quiet, shy kid in the corner that wasn't listening to what I said. Wow, they really were paying attention. Telling a friend how brave you thought they were because of something they did. Telling your friend like how much you've seen that they've grown. That is how you reload, right? You reload with all that positive energy, because the negative energy is going to be around. It's going to keep on flying at you. And you know, there's only so much you can do to control other people that are being negative, but there is a whole lot you can do for yourself. Dude, what are you guys' thoughts on that?
I love the unload, reload. I was just thinking about how I do that. And ever since I was little, I found out that the piano is the perfect place for me to do that. So I'll go and I'll play as hard as possible. And I always thought that was odd that I had to play so loud. But until I saw the Mr. Rogers documentary, and he did the exact same thing. And I was like, oh, that's cool that was his unload. The reload for me has always been, what can my promise be to myself? My promise is to reload myself with the positivity things. And so whether that's working out or writing a song or laughing and watching a Netflix comedy that makes me laugh, or sharing memes with my kids that make us smile. I do have three books that I think ought to be recommended no matter the age that's listening. But there's a book called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. He was in the Holocaust. He was a prisoner. He still found his meaning while being trapped for years as a prisoner of war. It's a terrible, challenging, horrible story, but this guy comes out of it in a positive way. He's surrounded by negativity, and he still realizes that his mind can't be hit too much by these negative things. The other book is called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. This is a classic as to what your mind can do instead of focusing on all the challenges around you or the negativity. And then finally, there's Norman Vincent Peale. He wrote a book called The Power of Positive Thinking. So really, if we choose to think positively, we can make it so that even the negative people around us start to realize that you're not putting up with it. And so part of your promise in your life is to be a positive person. They will not share the negative. They will not share the negative thing of the day or the experiences that they had that normally would be like the downer for you. And instead, you can really help other people to focus their energies on the positive as well.
You know, first of all, thanks for giving those three books. Two of those books I read a long time ago, and I started, gosh, I need to go back and re-listen to it, because now you can listen to it on Audible. Now I can listen to it, but it's been a long time. But one thing that I was thinking while you're talking is there's so much about I don't want to put this. When someone's going through a hard time in their life and other people are going through hard times in their life, isn't it frustrating? It's kind of, I'm stating this, isn't it frustrating when people around you don't realize how their negativity is making everyone else feel uncomfortable?
That's real.
How it's like now it's kind of like, you ever have any friends or family members, like they're so negative, it's embarrassing for you. You're like, man, because you see people looking at them like, okay. Like they kind of get down. Well, I'm very proud of myself of something that I developed. I knew I developed this a long time ago, but I gotten really good at it. And all of you listeners out there, I wish for you to get good at this too. Now, I don't know if everyone will be able to get good at this, because it does help if you have some gift of gab and some good trash talking skills. But what it is that when people are negative around me, I use this approach as if like I know them so well that I don't even take them serious. And I lightly mock what they're saying and dismiss it. So for example, I had a friend, this is not too long ago, I had a friend talking about how, so he had moved here from California, right? And he was talking about how he's so glad he's here in Utah because everyone in California is just super, super this one direction and politics. And he was like, he's all just saying all these negative things about California as if the whole state can be represented into one person's belief system. I was born and raised there too. And I don't have the exact same experience as him, right? But he's a very confrontational person. So he goes, all these people in California, they just think they're all this and there's that, and they want to control everything, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so you're not going to control me the way I think, and I will fight you to do this. And I looked at him, I go, luckily for everybody, you're just an old grumpy man venting, right? And he looked at me and said, what? It's like, come on. I'm like, you love to surf. Where are you going to go surf? California.
Right.
I'm like, so don't act like California is all this bad thing. What, you think they got bad Mexican food? He's like, no, they got really good Mexican food. I go, yeah. And so there's two people around me in this conversation. I go, what he really meant to say was that he was triggered and traumatized by some people that made him feel really unsafe in California. And this is a big buff macho guy. And so he looked at me, he's like, shut up. No, I didn't. I go, well, it sounds like you didn't feel safe there. He's like, shut up. So my point was, this was a friend I could do it with, but like taking someone's negativity and just be like, oh, you're silly. Oh, knock it off. Like just kind of like la la. Because what happens is people, when they're venting and venting and venting and venting, they don't even know how ridiculous they sound. They don't know how unattractive, something about their personality, like they get so locked on, life is unfair. And then just a little slight, just humor, just a little mocking them, making fun of them. Ooh, I'm so glad I'm not your neighbor right now. You'd be knocking down my fence just because it's unfair, you know, just these little light things to help calm people down. Now, a lot of teenagers don't have that ability with parents and stuff, but with your peers and your friends, you can definitely take their negative energy and not necessarily just dismiss it, but just kind of poke a little light fun at it to let them realize that they're taking it way too serious.
Right. Be a SpongeBob Squidward.
There you go. Did you kind of get what I was saying though? Just kind of use that gentle humor. Just like, come on now, you're being a little worked up about this. You know, got the negative energy going a little too hard.
Without a doubt.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you as always for the questions. All you teens out there, thank you guys, my OGs, for helping me answer these questions. You can follow me if you choose to on Instagram at David_KOZLOWSKI. You can follow Jason Hewlett. I should know it by now. @ Jason H-E.
I was like, huh?
Well lit. Okay. Oh man, I totally screwed it. Okay. H-E-W. I is smart, you guys. Quit making fun of me.
He is smart.
I is smart. IR is intelligent.
H-E-W-L-E-T-T.
Boom. That's what I get for giving myself compliment. I should know his Instagram by now. It's W.
Hewlett.
And then K Scott, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
So you can find me at @KScott_2 on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
And you guys can also follow us on any podcast app underneath Just search in OG Therapy, Spotify, Apple, you name it. We're also on YouTube. And if you want to support us with an extra $5 a month, go to www.patreon.com/OG Therapy. That $5 gets you 2 years of extra content. We answer, if you submit questions to Patreon, we'll answer some of those questions here, give you some extra VIP, and just to help us keep the lights on. So we appreciate that. And you guys, don't forget, when in doubt, down on your knees, struggling, having a difficult time, just got to come talk to your OGs. We got your back. Okay. All right, you guys, until next time, be cool.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.